This episode of Nightmare Radio Show is brought to you by...
Hello, dreamers. I am Ramona Bryson, an agile strategic business coach at 10 to the 6th. Are you ready to transform your dreams from imagination to actualization? I want to help you make it happen. All it takes is 7 days to create your dream roadmap. Join me in this free program where I teach you proven systems that highly successful people use to plan their journeys to greatness. In just 7 days, we will unlock your core why, lay out your vision, create your SMART goals, and prioritize your plan with a basic formula that will give you the exact guidance on which goal to focus on and start your journey. So what are you waiting for? Let's make it happen today. Sign up for the challenge at 10to6.com.
Altura's Pressure Washing is a Black-owned company based in the Metro Atlanta area, serving our community since 2017. They love taking care of their people. If you have a residential or commercial property and you need pressure washing done, don't worry, they've got you covered. They cover houses, concrete sidewalks, driveways, fences, decks, patio decks, storefronts, gas stations, and you name it. You can check them out online at altouristpressurewashing.com.
I have a dream.
Had a few nightmares, they just...
Dreams are full, nightmares come true.
Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Come in the middle of the night, like it's a nightmare. You open your eyes, not dreaming, nigga, we right there.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
What up, world? Thank you so much for tuning into Nightmare Radio Show. It's your girl, Brittany Kristen.
And it's your girl, Ish.
And don't sleep. We are here to bring you the hottest, the latest in the culture to amplify the voices. And we just, that's how we get down on the show. You know what I'm saying? If your dreams don't scare you,
then they are not big enough.
So we thank you so much. You could have chose any podcast to listen to today, but you chose this one. We appreciate it. We want you to like, share, comment, subscribe, share it with all your friends on every single platform, minus Spotify, but it's okay.
Spotify, we're going to call y'all.
Right. We'll talk to y'all later. But anyway, without further ado, we're going to hop right into the culture list and discuss what's been going on in this week.
You know? Yes, we got to go through the wins for the week and the L's for the week. So let's go ahead and jump right into
it. It's the Culture List on Nightmare Radio.
Girls Trip 2 is coming back to theaters. It's official. Okay, I didn't know if I really wanted a Girls Trip 2. Did you?
I wouldn't mind a Girls Trip 2. I would like to see a post-pandemic. I mean, I feel like we all need a post-pandemic turn-up trip. So let's live vicariously through the cast.
Yes, and... Will Packer is back with another one. I don't know the last time I've seen a Will Packer movie. Do you?
It could have been Girls Trip.
Right. So he's back, and he confirmed that the four actresses will be back as well. Jada, Queen Latifah, Regina, and Tiffany are down for the second installment. No premiere date has been set, but you know we're going to keep y'all posted. Tiffany Haddish might need to calm down and leave her little antics for the Girls Trip, honey.
Girl.
Getting them DUIs in Atlanta ain't gonna cut it. But where do you think they would have a Girls Trip at post-pandemic?
Post-pandemic, you gotta go out of the country.
Gotta be somewhere hot, gotta be a beach, gotta be a resort.
Yes, definitely a whole lot of tropical, etc. I could definitely see them like being somewhere in Jamaica trying to get the weed.
Something.
Yeah, some type of
something
chronicle.
Something like that, you know.
I'm here for it. I'm down for a few girls' trips for this year and a bay trip.
Bay trip. Okay, well, moving on to the next win.
Yes, this is a really good one. Master P is becoming a youth advisor for a Louisville nonprofit. Master P is literally leading the community. One box of noodles.
At a time,
okay?
Okay.
He's lending his services this time as a helping hand to kids who have suffered from gun violence in Louisville, Kentucky. He joined the nonprofit Christopher 2X Game Changers as a special use advisor, and he's going to be specifically helping the organization's future helpers portion of their program. So he'll be working with kids 4 to 13, as well as their parents and some of the program partners. And, he's going to do this hybrid, so a lot of the services and programs will be in person, and a few of them will be via Zoom and other, you know, interactive platforms.
Awesome.
I love to hear it.
Shout out to Master P.
Mm-hmm. What's his son doing?
Don't do Romeo. Romeo got a check right now. Yeah. He has his own platform with Fox Soul. They have the little media platform. You know, everybody doing their thing on that. I saw him in a movie with Paige Hurd also. I want to say it was maybe a Lifetime movie, something like that. So Romeo's out here.
Okay. I thought, as you said, a movie. I think I saw him in promotion for a Christmas movie. No shade to Romeo with his fine self. Never that.
Girl, it was shade. It was shade, Romeo. Anyway, moving right along, congratulations are in order for Shedeur Sanders, Deion Sanders' son, who is the starting quarterback at Jackson State University, Deion Sanders School. And you know, Deion Sanders has been doing so much to highlight HBCU football. He's been doing such a great job last year with them being SWAC champions, Jackson State University. But his son, the quarterback, was able to sign a name, image, and likeness deal with Gatorade, which is the first, he is the first black athlete at an HBCU to do that with Gatorade.
Yes.
So congratulations to them for trailblazing a new path for these black athletes. You don't have to go to Bama, Georgia, all these other places. You can, you know, sow back into your own community and make a change. So shout out to him. He was also the first HBCU player to win the Jerry Rice Award as well. So big shout out to him and Deion Sanders and all the work that they're doing.
Yes.
Also, honorable mention, J.R. Smith, he done went back to school at North Carolina A&T. He has joined the golf team,
right,
and he found an agent for his name, image, likeness deal as well. So let's see what J.R. Smith can do in the next 4 years, because he's a freshman right now.
And on the golf team.
That's kind of dope, though. If I could go back to college right now, I probably would.
What would you do if you went back to college?
The same thing.
You would do the same thing?
I would probably do mass communications. Something quick.
You know what I would have done?
What?
I probably would have reached out to do an internship.
Mm.
Because I sold my seeds in philanthropy and activism and in broadcasting. I had two radio shows in high school.
Well,
wrote on the newspaper, but I should have done what my good friend Skylar Henry did.
It's okay. We're not doing that.
It's all good because we're still here.
We're not doing that, Queen. Don't go there. But let's move on to the next win for Miss Cardi B. She got a win in court, and she's about her shmoney, and she was going to get that. So after years of litigation, Cardi B won her defamation case against YouTube blogger Tasha K and her company KB Studios LLC. Hopefully I said that right, Tasha K. Sorry, girl.
She'd be the type to come back for somebody.
Child by. She need all the coins she can get right about now. But Tasha K took to her YouTube channel and published multiple false and defamatory statements about Cardi B. That she was a sitting prostitute.
Mm.
That she was a cocaine user, and that she has herpes.
Yeah. Apparently, Cardi suffered mental humiliation and emotional anguish and all of those things. I think she said that she was suicidal.
Yeah, she definitely did say that, and she displayed that in court. She also came with her receipts showing that she never had herpes. So I don't know where Tasha K got that from, but Cardi B was awarded by a jury $1.5 million in punitive damages, plus $1 million in general damages, plus $1.3 million for the lawyer fees.
Mm.
And after all of that, Tasha K took to her YouTube channel on Wednesday and said that she regret nothing.
So who pays for that?
She do. And everybody that got to watch her YouTube channel, because y'all going to be paying for it.
Find her on Patreon next, huh?
You know, it's going to be something. She got to pay the bills, but she is trying to get an appeal. She's saying that she was attacked and she was isolated out of, you know, she was an example out of the corporate music machine.
Mm.
That's what she was saying.
You got to be careful with what you say about these people.
We say this every week.
Time.
That's why we ain't coming on here. We're going to report the news and say make a little kiki, but
keep it real cute after that.
And always, 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 always got to say allegedly.
I have fun with that word.
Don't be coming out your mouth about shit that you don't even know about, Tasha K. You should learn your lesson. But shout out to Tasha K. She'll have to figure it out. But big shout out to Cardi B. I hope she's getting the healing that she needs, and I hope Tasha K pay that bill. Yes. But speaking of Cardi B, she has been activating against this Lauren Smith Fields case.
Yes, I'm very happy to see that she was instrumental in getting the her death to become recognized as a criminal case and on a national level.
Yeah.
So as you all know, 6 weeks ago, 23-year-old Lauren Smith Fields' body was found in her apartment in her Connecticut home after going out on the town with the guy that she met on the dating app Bumble. And I have a very specific story about someone who might have attempted to sex traffic me or do something dangerous to me on that dating app as well. So anyway, at the time of the reported death, the man who she went out with, Matthew LaFountain, notified authorities and they let him go because he seemed like a regular guy. Now, what did he look like?
A white man with a bald head.
Mm-hmm. The medical examiners ruled her death an accident, but they did note that she died with a toxic combination of fentanyl, prescription drugs, and alcohol. Mm. Her family members and friends all claimed that she did not have any type of substance abuse problem.
Did they know?
That they know of. That's correct. So the family had spent weeks calling for justice and preparing to sue the city of Bridgeport and the police department for what happens. They call it a racially insensitive mishandling of the case. And like we said before, had it not been for Cardi B using her platform, which she, kudos to Cardi because she is always using her platform.
And is.
Yeah, so my prayers go out to her. This is absolutely not the first time that an instance like this has happened, specifically to black women.
Right.
I was going to tell you, 2 years ago, right at the start of COVID, I signed up for Bumble. I met this guy on Bumble.
I remember this story now.
Right. I did not personally meet him in person. We were communicating. He wanted to. This is literally like 2 months into the pandemic, so everything was still very fresh. Things were shut down. He told me that he was moving, that he was in the process of transitioning from Atlanta from New York to Atlanta, and that he hadn't settled in his house. He wanted me to come and meet him at his hotel room to have brunch with him inside of his hotel room. I told him that he was crazy.
Right.
He was like, well, yeah, I'm just nervous about COVID and, you know, being around people that are sick. Well, how about me? What about me? You want me to be in your hotel room? No, sir.
No, God.
And after I shut that down, he did, you know, resume to calling me excessively. So anyway, the moral of the story is y'all be safe out here.
On these dating apps.
Absolutely. Tashina Campbell Martin, old Gina.
Yeah.
She also just recently gave a story about how she was attempted to be sexually trafficked too. You know, she called an Uber or she called a taxi because the place that she was recording in was in an isolated location. They did not service Uber or Lyfts. And so she used a concierge that was at her hotel. The concierge used a different number that was not approved by the hotel. A truck pulled up and with the insides torn out, it clearly looked problematic and suspicious, and they attempted to coax her into getting into the truck. And of course, all of that Newark came out and she was like, nah, not having it. Went back to the concierge. There was a different person there, a woman. She asked, who was the person that gave me this number? The woman asked and double checked the number and asked Gina, I don't know why they would have given you that number because we don't even use that number. So if this isn't a reminder for men and women to be cautious and to be, you know, on your best guard.
Definitely. That was heavy. That was definitely heavy. But sure. I pray for the best for this Lauren Smith Fields situation. Her family is suing the city of, I want to say, is it Bridgeport?
Yep.
Yes. They're suing the city of Bridgeport. I'm not sure for how much yet, but it's crazy how they just let people go away off of just because they look nice. And this is the same thing. We see these things happening all the time, especially with the Ahmaud Arbery case. Look at how that was just brushed up underneath the rug. And it wasn't until people started putting that fire up under their ass that they wanted to do a little something.
That's right. So make sure we continue to hold people accountable. Coming up in 5 minutes, we're going to get straight to the tea about who Joe Biden is putting in the Supreme Court spot.
Yes, we're about to get into this next mix. Don't sleep.
Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
4, 3, 2, 1.
We are champions.
At LL Dave B.
We'll be right back.
it's the only way. Losing is not an option. Cause we are champions. Oh, what a hater say, the sucker shit will never stop. Cause we are champions.
Cadillac.
Look, my spirit will never allow me to wave that white flag. Yeah. Surrender is for free and everything has a price tag. Please get on my ice bag, cause ego's getting bruised. Live it how I spit it, and yeah, every day is April Fool's. Should've went to Harvard Law, I still got a lot to prove on how to get away with murder. Every verse is kill moves. Got a lot to lose, but fuck it, it's 100 or nothing down to take on the world and later worry about repercussions. Cause scared money don't make no money, I'm wrong. I go hard just to see the bag coming, made a way at dead ends. Real as they come, I don't pretend, cause fake love is in. That's what I'm noticing. Keep that shit over there, protecting my vibes by any means. I know it hurts to see me ruling. Please check on my enemies. I won't lose, no matter how they pray on my downfall. 10 toes down, always 10 steps ahead of y'all. When it's the
Tsunami.
Yeah, I'm feeling myself and it feel good. Never let a hater bring you down, down. Excuse me, sir, you can't tell me shit. Grind for everything that I get. Get like me on the bucket list. I'm just trying to live it up. Put all my people on. Put all my people on. Yeah, I'm feeling myself and it feel good. Never let a hater bring you down, down. Woke up feeling like I was the shit today. Send my regards to the competition, I'm about to dominate. If you standing in my way, I suggest that you relocate. Kick it how I live, it really ain't no need to speculate. Okay, feeling blessed in the fresh that they come. To niggas' opinions, I've been with them. Unless it's about money and how to get some, and adding to my peace and gaining wisdom. No need no bad energy around me. When you're up, they wanna shoot you down. Not paying no mind on this wave, they'll probably drown. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Tilt to the side as I glide through the age. Trying to see my name at the top like a resume. Woke up today, a reason to celebrate. Boy, I been great, even the Trump to stimulate. Don't mind me, I'm just elevating. Can't understand that, then you're hella hating. Peace of mind on all the things that I'm chasing. They don't make them like me, I know it's hard relating. Yeah, I'm feeling myself and it feel good. Never let a hater bring you down, down. Excuse me, sir, you can't tell me shit. Grind for everything that I get. Get like me on the bucket list. I'm just trying to live it up. Put all my people on. Yeah, I'm feeling myself and it feel good. Yeah, never let a hater bring you down, down.
They don't know I'm big, 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 they don't know I'm big.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tsunami.
At LL Dave D.
We don't live by 24, we do 25. How we live on the south side where I reside. Hoes in the ride, cause you came up. Them hoes is at when the times is rough. Straight drop. How they get it on the block? One false move and you might get locked up. Snooze and you might get popped. Don't sleep on a boy in the struggle. Blue collar can't define my hustle. Check out my campaign. This league, bitch, we on flames. The game ain't the same, man. They'll snitch on the whole game. Nigga, we on it. We talking about money, nigga, running. We talking how bad do you want it? But you'll sacrifice for the moment. Homie, I stay on 10. Being broke, I can't understand. Not being great, I can't comprehend. Amen. We can't come to a man's. That's that shit that Jesus taught me. That's that shit that Weezy taught me. That's that shit that Ho taught me. That's that shit that Yeezy taught me. That's that shit that Nas taught me. That's that shit that Pop taught me. That's that shit that Biggie taught me. Get it out the mud, nigga. Almighty dollar.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio. Politicking with the political update.
So your president has vowed to nominate a black woman to the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's what he wanted to do for black people. I'm sorry to cut you off.
He said by the end of February.
I'm sorry to cut you off. He want to do something for black people in Black History Month. This is what he going to do for black people. Go ahead. Tell us why.
We, you know, it's really simple what we want, but okay.
Uh-huh.
Last week, Joe Biden announced his plans to nominate a black woman to replace the retiring U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer by the end of February.
Okay.
The 83-year-old Justice Breyer announced his plan to retire in June at the close of the session. And it appears that Biden is committed to making good on his pre-election campaign promise to name a black woman in his lifetime post to the high court.
Baby.
We've been trying to get the Biden administration to come through on all of these pre-campaign promises.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems like, you know, he's just picking and choosing what will pacify us most. However, this is extremely important, though. He said that the person that I nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. That person will be the first black woman ever to be nominated in the U.S. Supreme Court. This is important and long overdue in that the court now sits 6-3, you know, of course, with the Democrats in the minority. And all of those people that sit on the court hold their appointments for a lifetime. So everybody, you know, we lost our queen last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Breyer is 83 years old.
Okay.
So
this is a good chance.
This is a good chance. When we talk about representation, we talk about how important it is to have people that look like us, that have our best interests in mind and see to make these type of decisions. A black woman, whoever the auntie is going to be,
right,
is going to hold this position until God calls her
kingdom
home.
Come. Yes.
Right.
And please protect whichever auntie
right
that it is.
Now, during Trump's maximum administration, he got a chance to appoint three people.
Mm, yeah, he did.
Right. So this is crucial. And I don't know. I'm not trying to be, you know, the grim keeper.
Right. But which one of y'all coming up next?
Exactly. So that we can get somebody else in the door. I'm just saying, you know, we just got to take care of ourselves, take care of our people, and make sure that representation is available at all levels, especially yes. in the highest court.
Yes.
So we'll see, Joe.
Yes. Okay. And these gas prices, girl, because 1 minute they $2 and some change.
Where you find $2 somewhere?
Let me tell you, on the east side. Shout out to the east side.
What
big
part, what
east,
part of the
side,
east side
energy, Panola Road.
Okay.
Covington Highway.
Which one? You got to be
quick
specific.
Quick Trip.
The Quick Trip on
and
Panola?
Quick Trip only. If you go to Stonecrest, you paying Conyers prices.
Mm.
Okay. So, yeah.
Mm, well.
But they done crept up to $3.19 now, and I'm mad.
Yeah, I was looking at $3.19, as that was much better than $3.24 last week. We will see, hopefully, that these price drops will continue in the future. This week, the U.S. Department of Energy released more emergency reserve gas barrels in an effort to alleviate the pending national gas crisis.
Mm-hmm.
To be exact, they released 13.4 million barrels. This is the most recent release. This is not the first time that the emergency stash has been put out to the people. The Biden administration has provided nearly 40 million barrels total of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve crude oil to boost the nation's fuel supply.
How much oil do they just have on back order?
Well, it's so funny because, again, you know, we are in a deficit for oil.
Okay, yeah. So I thought...
Right.
We're in a deficit for a lot of shit, but
somehow somebody
always just find that back door where you can just open it up and get that little supply, that little stash. Like, who got the master key?
I don't know who it is, because
who has the master inventory to the money?
Yeah.
To the oil.
Thank you.
Because apparently I'm country on this show. I'm sorry, people. I had to do that. To the oil. But what were you saying, Queen?
Well, Joe Bush.
George Bush
said, we could just print some more money. He said that, you know, years ago. So apparently
he told the secrets.
Yeah. Dang. Anywho.
That's all we got for we done politicking and the
we
political.
We done kicking it with the politicking.
And coming up in 5 minutes, we're getting into the Rim segment with Yoski. You do not want to miss this exclusive interview. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
4, 3, 2, 1.
I got it on.
Hey man, say man.
y'all niggas just gon' stay lame. You know us niggas really getting money out here. You better come with your A game. Bring my load in the freight train. Shit don't take all day, man. All my plays be bang bang. I just get money on gang bang. Back outside like Gaddy them. I got all this attic in. Whole city proud of him. I can't believe you doubted him. You looking for yo, I've been in the yo. Switching my flow, I've been in that mode. I'm hitting the hoes, I'm sending them hoes. You give me some balls, I'm getting them sold. Hey man, say man, y'all niggas just gon' stay lame. You know us niggas really getting money out here. You better come with your A game. Bring my load on the freight train. Shit don't take all day, man. All my plays be bang bang. I just get money on gang bang. I like to get paid in my spare time. And I think I did my own airline. Nigga be fly like air time. And I don't be getting no air time. Still getting played from your bitch. Ain't making no sense. Ain't paying no rent. Still be taking those trips. I ain't making no hits. I ain't making no flips. Come with the fire. Now I ain't coming to look, I'm coming to buy. You come with the knife, come with the zide. Come to the spot, I'm covering the highway. All of my business is straight up and down. You know not to come and be sideways. Niggas be talking that blase, 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 blase.
Tsunami.
LL Dave B.
Oh, you cut, huh? Oh, you tough, huh? If a nigga tries so, then it's stuck, huh? Don't give a fuck, nah. I need my cut, nah. You take too long, I see it coming out the cut, bah. Oh, you cut, huh? Oh, you tough, huh? If a nigga tries so, then it's stuck, huh? Don't give a fuck, nah. I need my cut, nah. You take too long, I see it coming out the cut,
bah. Fam, calling a play like down said hood. All I got in this world is my word and my nuts. Give me my money, cause I'm in the rush. What they be talking about gotta be us. New LA City, I'm feeling like Michael, I can't get enough. Hit up Matt G, I know he gon' pull up. I feel like T trying to get my check up. Yeah, I don't wanna fuck, bitch, I'm catching these plays. All these hoes trying to ride a nigga away. I got a Glock when I perform on the stage. Butter been clean, but the world look bad. Told mama ain't nothing like back in the day. Nowadays, nigga get burned like sage. Think about the money, can't focus on gray. He don't know how to do it, and they'll get paid.
Oh, you cut, huh? Oh, you tough, huh? You tough, huh? If a nigga tries so, then it's stuck. Don't give a fuck, nah. I need my cut, nah. You take too long, I see it coming out the cut, bah. Oh, you cut, huh? Oh, you tough, huh? If a nigga tries so, then it's stuck, huh? Don't give a fuck, nah. I need my cut, nah. You take too long, I see it coming out the cut, bah.
Tsunami.
Exit made this.
Only want the world to love me cause I'm trying to fill a void.
Yeah.
Only want it bread, but the fame bring you joy. Music like a birdmark, and she came with the boy. Mama play me Tupac music while I play with my toys.
Yeah.
I'm destined for this shit, but don't even believe in destiny. Knew that I would make it even when they was arresting me. I know that God got me, this just a slow way of testing me. All the gangster shit I've been through, that's how he invested me. Flying down a bumpy road, I live like I'm coasting. All the ones who told me quit, they call me and I'm ghosting. Cause I'm out the circle, that's the only time it's open. I can't let nobody in the way of what I'm hoping. But I'ma try to ease my mind tonight. I'ma go to bed on time tonight. I'll be in my bedroom dying to rest. I'm way too worried about being the best. This should keep me up all morning. And I wake up right back on it. Because I don't wanna miss my moment. I can't stress how bad I want it. I'm all in, I'm all in. Either I'm flying or falling. Opportunity, why you stalling? I'm scared I'm going to die, I miss my calling.
You spent 20 years doing this, you'll be this good too. But you'll never be as good as me because you're still you. They want me to tie my shit again, so that's what I'ma do. People say they love me, but no one don't love me like the crew. Flood gang on, put the gang on. I'm on fire like when Johnny yell flame on. Probably drop an album with the same song. 12 times back to back, it's still a sing-along. Not the GOAT, but I'm the GOAT. You'll find out when you approach. I wrote all your favorite quotes. You'll be better taking notes. Don't get angry with your lady, cause she play me while I smoke. I'm a mood, I'm a vibe, I'm the hungry nigga, so but listen. I'ma try to ease my mind tonight. I'ma go to bed on time tonight. I'll be in my bedroom dying to rest. I'm way too worried about being the best. This should keep me up all morning. And I wake up right back on it. Cause I don't wanna miss my moment. I can't stress how bad I want it.
I'm ballin'.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Rim segment. And of course, you guys know Nightmare Radio, we are very intentional with everything that we do, right? So nightmare dreams. And if you didn't know that the deepest form of your sleep is the REM, rapid eye movement. So we about to tap into the REM segment right now, real deep and transparent, reliving explicit moments with Yoski in the building. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How you doing?
We doing great.
Can't complain at all.
Very excited to have you in the building today.
Yes.
I'm glad to be here.
Getting ready for that new album.
Sound like myself.
Oh, it's right around the corner. This is perfect timing for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our longtime listeners know, you know, we straight from the east side. A lot of love on the east side.
Yeah.
A lot of people that have, of course, we know.
We already know.
A lot of people that have sat in that seat have also have that 701 Stevenson Road thing in common, you know?
For sure.
So we also from Stevenson as well.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I was at Stevenson, 9th, 10th grade.
Yeah, it's just so crazy because there's so much talent. I mean, it's talent coming out of the east side like crazy, but it's so much talent affiliated with that school, with that place.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would credit the whole DeKalb County as far as, like, we talking talent. Far east side is...
As far as culture, as far as Atlanta, as far as moving things forward, definitely the east side plays a big part in all that.
Why you say Stevenson though? You think that's the most talented county school?
Well, I mean,
you know,
yeah, look, I'm biased because that's what I got on the back of mine. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I think that there's talent across the east side, from Covington to Memorial Drive to Glenwood. You know, it's love all across it for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you stamp that card?
I did.
Yeah,
we
always stamp Stevenson because Stevenson is stamped everywhere.
Yeah.
Swag, surf, paint job, Stevenson. It's just a Stevenson bitch. Like, that's just what it is. We was in high school. We made a song about that. We made a song called Stevenson Bitch, and we got in big trouble.
For real?
Hell yeah.
Right.
I forgot that shit.
Too.
Hold on, wait. I forgot that shit.
Who did you make this with? Anisha?
No, with Bryce.
Oh, really?
Bryce had a studio in his house in Winbrook, and we skipped band practice, and we went and laid our verse. Everybody, Stevenson Bitch. We got in big trouble.
Tickled.
But anyway, we got that out the way. But in your music, like, you have a lot of East Side references. You know what I'm saying? Why is that? You want to...
That's my environment. That's all I know. You know what I mean? I moved to the East Side from Los Angeles when I was one.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's all I done seen. So, of course, it's going to be referenced, you know.
Yeah.
You're speaking.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. But on your bio on Instagram, I noticed you had the Nigerian flag.
Mm-hmm.
Is your family from Africa?
Yeah, my pop, fresh out the boat.
Oh, that's what's up.
Fresh out the boat.
First generation for you?
Yeah, on his side.
Okay, that's
now,
dope.
Now, we haven't heard any Afro beats or anything like that in your music. Is there a plan to, like, you know, infuse some of the culture in your upcoming project?
I mean, yeah, I'm slick working on it. I don't be sounding good on that shit.
Really? I'm glad that you can admit it, though, because...
Some niggas would just shoot for it.
Uh-huh.
we're gonna do it right.
Right.
I mean, so, yeah. I mean, hopefully we'll get more into it. Because I'm definitely trying to tap in with that. You know what I'm saying? That market popping right
now. Yes, it is. You don't need no water. That junk was stupid.
If my toddler is in for the Afro beats, every single time she hears something, she be...
Yeah.
So I know it's here to stay for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, like, my family's from the Virgin Islands, like, both sides. So I know how it is to have, like, strict parents from the islands. Was your dad like that? Was he strict on you?
Yeah,
man. Okay, well, you had it easy then.
He used to be tripping on the weed. But my mama wasn't, so you know what I'm saying? Like, my mama be tripping on the bitches, and my daddy wasn't.
Yeah, he understood. Yeah, I get that. I get that. Okay, then. Well, awesome. Let's get into it. So, okay, at Nightmare Radio, we believe that if your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough.
Okay.
So, what part of your journey would you say has been the scariest so far?
Fear of failure.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what if it don't never shape. You know what I mean? That's the scariest part of it.
So
this shit fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know you've been doing this music thing for a really long time though, but it was a certain point where you decided to take it to the next level and, you know, to the next level and really pursue it. What?
A lot of that point, I mean, I've been pursuing it for sure, but like really putting in the effort, it probably happened now. You know what I'm saying? Right now it's like the most effort I've ever put into this, the most money I've ever put into this. You know what I'm saying?
You went viral in 2018 for that song Potential.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like a whole full circle moment. So in 2018, that song is very special to me.
Okay.
That was like the reason why I'm winning right now.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so...
Was that 2018?
Maybe. Oh, no. 17. I think maybe 2017.
Yeah.
So my daughter was born in 2017.
Okay.
Nice. Thank you. She's a trip. But this is even before... So I became a follower of you just off the visual and the music video, you know, and the song alone. And that project that you just really dedicated to how to treat a woman the right way. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a lot more phylogenists in the world, you know. I might got looking go on.
Yeah, I might follow that up, you know, so make that a series, phylogenists too.
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So going back real quick to the sacrifices and investments, would you say that betting on yourself is paying off? It's paying off more now than ever, or what have you learned so far?
We're going to find out. You know what I'm saying? Right now, it's happening right before our eyes. So around this summer, we should have a good idea of what's going on. But definitely so far, like, my views going up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm getting new followers. So, yeah, I mean, it's paying off slowly. But we really going to see. I feel confident in it once we drop this shit on the 7th. Y'all coming to the dinner?
Oh, are you inviting us?
Yeah,
what's the tea?
February 6th.
Okay, what's the...
Sunday. Yeah, I'm having a listening dinner. We just going to listen and eat, kick and shit.
I like to eat.
Yes, who cooking?
Who is cooking? Chef Mike. He the head chef over at Cheetah.
I heard Cheetah got good food.
I
never
heard
been
that
though.
Too. Yeah.
Blessing.
Okay, well, we can put that on the calendar, Ish. We gotta
work on some time. These grandparents don't want to watch their grandchildren.
These newfangled grandparents.
Oh, I'm sorry, I said churn again. I'm sorry. Damn, I'm trying not to be so country on the show. But let's talk about this Ratchet Wisdom podcast. I really like it. Shout out to the gang. Y'all had my favorite DJ on there, DJ Pretty Boy Tank. That was a good little episode. But we really resonated with y'all about the guests not showing up. Like, even to this day, like, with you coming today, my stomach was dropping, like, Lord, please let a nigga be here. Like, you know, do you know how crazy, like, how relatable that is? Like, just starting out a podcast, like, we've had so many people not show up, cancel.
Try to get a runaround.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know how it is. They, like, they don't feel it's important to them. You know what I'm saying? They're going to treat it accordingly.
Yeah.
You know?
The period.
We're going to keep going. We're going up. Eventually, they're going to want to come on.
Yeah.
And now you done waited too long. You done missed this train.
Right. The price going to always go up, baby. And let me say that again for those that maybe ain't miss it, that ain't get it the first time. The price does go up.
Yeah. Now we got to charge you to come on.
Hell yeah.
I'm glad we in the same accord.
Yeah, because y'all be playing too many damn games. And that's just not on that. But how you liking the podcast space so far?
Yeah, I'm fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? It's I feel like that's helpful towards the music too.
Right.
And in between days, I got podcast content. You know what I'm saying? Because people really want to get a feel for who you are.
Right.
Podcast definitely allows them to do that. Like, see my thought process. And you know what I'm saying? How you feel about certain shit.
Right.
Man.
So we gotta ask you, Yoski and Nio.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference in the personas? Is one for the podcast, the one is for the music, or how do you differentiate?
You know, I was Nio everywhere, but it was too many Nios on the platforms, Apple. Shit, it was like, I'm thinking I'm a one-on-one, too.
Yeah.
Mexican girls and shit.
Damn, is that a name in Spanish?
I don't know. I mean, my name is Nigerian.
Right.
A-N-A-Y-O.
What does that mean? Just random.
Keep praying to God. But... yeah, I thought I was one-on-one. So, yeah, but Yoski, which I've been in the streets for a minute as well, is just happened to not be taken, so.
That's what we're going with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Trying to make the search a little easier. Like I said, man, we dead serious about it this time.
D-E-T.
Yeah, whatever. Name change, whatever we need to do to get this shit going. That's what we got going.
Period. It's on its way for sure.
Yep. I know that you had, like, you got Jay Reed working on this work with on this project with you, and then in 2012 you had Greg Street. How pivotal has those relationships been for your career?
Very. You know what I'm saying? Shit, Jay Reed done been a part of every project. Yeah, I done did. Jay Reed done had some type of placement on there. With Greg Street too. You know what I'm saying? That's what. See, that's when I was supposed to start taking this in.
Right.
Once I did the shit with Street, that's when we were supposed to go in. I don't know, I just stopped.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Like, what was the...
What was the stop?
What was the stop right then? Once I had did that shit with Greg Street, I think I had, like, went broke type shit. You know what I'm saying? And once I could be on that type of time, it's like, all right, we ain't studying this music. You got to run it back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that stop. And then, what I did soul searching after that. Stopped. You know what I'm saying? Stopped after that. Philogenist stopped. You know what I'm saying? Every time I never
kept going.
Yeah.
But the foot is on the gas right now.
Yeah.
And I think it's important too, you know, these journeys, we on the show, on the platform, we talk about the journey. These journeys are not perfect.
No.
They're not always at all times and every single part consistent. You know, real life be happening. Life's every single time. But every single time you stop, somehow you were able to restart.
Yeah.
So kudos to yourself.
System. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people that want to see me win. You know what I mean? Mm. Be on my ass. Like, bro, we ain't gonna do nothing. So if I feel this shit for us.
Definitely. And I know, and because we do our research over here, right? So in your previous interviews, I know you said you were working with two energies, you know, for your homies that you lost.
Mm-hmm.
You still feel like that? Does that be your
more now? Like,
yeah,
we didn't have our bumps and bruises for sure, but nah, that's always in the back of my mind. You know what I'm saying? When I think about quitting or, you know what I'm saying, taking another route in life, I'd be like, damn, these niggas really died and they was all in on it. Like, they was really fucked. You know, Dollar had already basically made it. He was number one 106 in Park and shit.
Right.
Like, he was out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit definitely still drives me for sure. That ain't never gonna stop. Long live Dollar, long live Beaver, long live Dino as well.
Yeah. Sure. Dope. You got the fire-ass merch with the jackets.
Right.
Yeah, the hoodies.
I would love a hoodie. It's, it's the season cold. For it.
My fault.
We got a P.O. box. Don't worry.
And it'll be an opportunity to, you know.
You know, we'll get in again.
There we go. We appreciate it.
We would fuck with that for sure.
Yeah.
Good little campaign. Put that on the campaign run. Crash Nightmare Radio.
Yeah, that's
the interview, man.
Absolutely.
See, I might need y'all.
Well, we
team marketing and shit.
Call us.
Right. We could work something out.
Most definitely. Okay, so sound like myself. Has anybody said you sound like somebody else? Cause you know that's what people try to do when they listen to your music for the first time, like, oh, you sound like
that's the first thing they want to do.
You know,
and I don't feel like they're gonna be able to do that with me. That's why I titled it that. Like,
yeah,
ain't trying to sound like nobody. I'm not searching for such and such type beat. You know what I'm saying? To rap over.
Right, right.
So, Drake like beat.
Right.
21 Savage type beat instrumental.
Right.
No shade for those.
No shade,
you know,
for because we be peeling on sometimes for the
instrumentals,
show,
you know, whatever, to go under
but,
the right.
Yeah, yeah.
But from a music standpoint, you know, individuality is so important and carving your own lane. I personally like. I like your music. I like the delivery of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really. Each be getting on me all the time. I'm not here.
I'm surprised she knew who you were, honestly.
Yeah, and look at me. She knows more about you than me.
Yeah.
What type of music is it?
I like R&B. I like old school. I'm not in the car slinging drugs and fucking bitches on my way to work. I don't want to do that shit.
Yeah, we had a whole conversation about her not knowing about pushing P. It's like,
nah, and
she
ain't
know how
player.
To push P. Yeah,
I keep it real play, but I'm not about to say pushing P.
You ain't gotta say pushing P, you just keep it P.
What's wrong with pushing P?
I'm not even about to do that today.
She like the, no, she just, yeah, we don't want to do that. A, right. Not on I'm a big not, interview right. like not, yours, not yours. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
we
can talk about that later off air. Yeah. Yeah. That's just how she get down though. So
ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, you're going to listen to it.
Right, and see the first introduction that I had to your music spoke directly to me. So after that, yeah, I was in for it. I want to hear more of that. So you're gonna have to bring a part two. But I'm liking what I like the A Main Say Main. I've heard that in the streets because I was like, where have I heard this from? When Ish was talking about it, and I'm like, oh, I didn't
see everybody. Everybody was tapped in sharing that, and I'm like, okay, let me tap in. Let's see what's going on. You know,
we got some more of that.
Good, keep it coming for sure.
Appreciate y'all for tapping in.
Yeah, so you said February 7th is when it drops. Yeah. We're going to put the listening dinner on the
table. Yeah, we
got to
put our babysitting credit in. Parents, right. Y'all hear it. Right. Watch the kids so we can come on out.
1 week.
Today,
well,
I guess a week and a day.
Yeah.
So what substance, I know you said in another interview that you bring a substance to the rap game. What messages can we get from Sound Like Myself?
That's a good question. You just stumped me right there.
Awesome.
She said, I'm glad awesome. One of them bitches hit. You feel me?
I ain't gonna lie, man. To be just all the way transparent, I'm on to the next project. Like,
already thinking ahead.
Nah, like, the next project done. So it's like, I'm damn near one after that type shit. So I gotta really go back and listen to Sound Like Myself to see what messages is on there. But knowing me, I'm sure it's some, you know what I'm saying? Some gonna resonate with you.
Okay.
Especially with y'all being from the same section as me.
Oh, yeah.
Something gonna hit home.
Always.
Absolutely.
Always. All right. Well, Brittany,
we thank you so much for joining us today.
Right. Go ahead and tell everybody right now where they can follow you on Instagram.
I'm at Yoski Smash on all platforms. Yoski Smash. Yeah, I just got a TikTok too, so.
What you be doing on the TikTok?
On there or what?
You ain't.
I got the shit. I don't even know what's going on yet.
Oh, Lord.
Tutorial or something.
You gonna need a tutorial.
Not for me, my old ass. Right, don't know what to do.
And I can't teach you either. That's this
you gotta
this
get
new
one
shit?
Of your little cousins or something. Yeah.
Definitely get the nephew on it to help you out with that. But we'll follow you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yoski Smash on that too. Yoski Smash everywhere. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, go ahead and introduce the people to your single right now.
Brand new single, A Man Say Man by Yoski on all platforms. Let's get into it.
Back outside, I got it on. Say man, y'all nigga J gon' stay lame. You know his niggas really getting money out here. You better come with your A game. Bring my load on the freight train. Shit don't take all day, man. All my plays be bang bang. I just get money on gang bang. Back outside, I got it him. I got all this out again. Whole city proud of him. I can't believe you doubted him. You looking for yo? I've been in the yo. Switching my flow. I've been in that mode. I'm hitting the hoes. I'm sending them home. You give me some bows, I'm getting them sold. Hey man, say man, y'all nigga J gon' stay lame. You know his niggas really getting money out here, you better come with your A game. Bring my load on the freight train. Shit don't take all day, man. All my plays be bang bang. I just get money on gang bang. I like to get paid in my spare time. And I think I do my own airline. Nigga be fly like airtime. And I don't be getting no airtime. Still getting played from your bitch, ain't making no sense, ain't paying no rent. Still be taking those trips, I ain't making no hits, I ain't making no flips. Come with the fire. Now I ain't coming to look, I'm coming to buy. You come with the knife, come with the zide. Come to the spot, I'm covering the highway. All of my business is straight up and down. You know not to come and be sideways. Niggas be talking that blase, blase. Moment of truth,
it's time.
Pull out the diamond tusks. Where them discovery packs? Time for them lie detectors. I got a lot of extras. I am a prime investor. Niggas still get in front of it, then hit the gram and flex with the money. And I'm like, hey man, say man, y'all nigga J gon' stay lame. You know his niggas really getting money out here. You better come with your A game. Bring my load on the freight train. Shit don't take all day, man. All my plays be bang bang. I just get money on gang bang.
Hey man, say man.
Well, Queen, What a show.
I know. It's been packed, jam-packed, and looking forward to seeing what's next. Month of February coming up. Black History Month, my favorite.
Yes, and I got a good plan for that, queen. So have your schedule available so we can talk about it.
Mm-hmm, girl, because I got some people that we got to get up in the seats to talk about some things. So
before we go, Big, we have not mentioned this on the pod, and we will be remiss to not say it today. But big shout out to everybody that came out to the More Life, More Wine, More Combos yes. this week. If you missed out, you can check it again next month. We're doing it every fourth Wednesday at Lavish. Wait, is that it?
Don't look at
Lavish Ave ATL. If I said that wrong, B, I'm sorry. But just subscribe to on our website. You'll get our newsletter with all of the updates on our yes. monthly events and episodes. So.
Yes. And don't forget, that event is sponsored by our partner, Her Wine. So yes. if you want to go ahead and get your wine right, it's Valentine's Day, which is around the corner. Get in your feelings. Cop your bottle 15% off using our special discount code, Don't Sleep. You can go to herwines.com to order it. If you're in the Metro Atlanta area, delivery is free.
Yes.
Make sure you let her know that we sent you. It is Black Woman Owned, and we definitely support that up in here.
And in okay? Black History Month, y'all better be buying some Black Women Owned wine for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And she ships. So
that's right.
It goes for everybody, not just in Georgia. Because yeah. we was up in our analytics. We see y'all in Florida.
Okay, we see you in Virginia. Los Angeles.
Texas.
Yes.
South
Ohio.
Tech, Alabama.
If you're listening from any of these places that we shouted out, or if we didn't shout it out, and you're listening, we want you to hop on Anchor and send us a voice memo. Let us yeah. know what you like about the show. Let yes. us know who you shared it with, and let us know why you're rocking with us at Nightmare Radio.
Washington.
All of that.
Oh, yeah. But all right, y'all, just remember, if your dreams don't scare you,
they are not big enough.
Y'all keep it locked next week, episode 78.
On the way. Don't sleep.
It's Nightmare Radio.